When I was 11 years old, I lost my mother to cancer. The pain of losing a parent when you're young is almost indescribable. If you've been through it, you know. And if you haven't, it's not that hard to imagine. The shock of the abandonment never seems to go completely away, even though you know your parent did not choose to leave. But I can't imagine a pain that would be even worse, to be abandoned by a living parent. And far too often in the American South and across the whole nation, parents look kids in the face and tell them to get out, to leave and not come back. And that happens most often when kids tell their parents they are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. The National Network for Youth, which works to prevent youth homelessness in America, reports that an LGBTQ person age 18 or younger has a chance of becoming homeless that is 120% higher than their heterosexual and cisgendered counterparts. A writer named Jonathan Corcoran from West Virginia has a book coming out soon called No Son of Mine. The magazine I edit, Salvation South, was given permission to print an excerpt from it before it was published. No Son of Mine is a memoir of Jonathan's youth, leading up to the moment when his mother threw him out to fend for himself. And it's about his struggle to come to terms with that memory after she died 20 years later. Today he lives in New York City while his two sisters remain in West Virginia. Before he came out, Jonathan writes, "I was her golden child and she was my mother." But after he did, his mother, whose name was Patty, disowned him. Learning about Jonathan's story, I was touched by how he described the love for Patty that he could never get rid of. He said this to our contributing writer, Delaney McLemore. "My mother was many things to many people. She was a really good friend, a great neighbor, and was deeply loved by many, many people. The version of my mother that my sisters knew and understood is not the same as the version that I knew and understood. And I have to accept that those two versions of her can exist side by side." I find it difficult to believe that any prejudice, any belief, would drive a mother to abandon her child. I know my mom would have done anything not to have to leave me, but this kind of thing happens every day in America. We were happy to tell Jonathan's story in our magazine, and you can read Delaney's profile of him and an excerpt from No Son of Mine at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.